Introduction. Jeffrey Dahmer, known as the Milwaukee Monster or the Milwaukee Cannibal, was one of the most gruesome and prolific serial killers in American history. What started as a curiosity in anatomy ended in one of the most terrifying true crime cases in history, where the remains of innocent victims were found boiled, dried, preserved, painted, and prepackaged for cooking in a small Wisconsin apartment, known forever as Apartment 213. The unassuming Jeffrey Dahmer invited the police into his home in the summer of 1991 when one of his victims had escaped, knowing that he had avoided detection many times before and could do it again. But this time, he had a severed head in his fridge and an open drawer in his bedroom that would expose some of the most horrifying Polaroids that have ever been found. For such a well-mannered loner, Jeffrey Dahmer certainly turned out to be the monster he was labeled as. Between 1978 and 1991, he murdered and dismembered 17 young men and boys and discarded them without detection, seemingly able to talk himself out of every situation. He was the master of deceit, the ultimate diffuser of red flags, and the calmest, grossest cannibal that ever lived. He was an alcoholic homosexual, a neglected little boy, an army veteran, and someone whose sense of attachment had gone awry when he found company in roadkill as a teenager. His obsession with Star Wars, The Exorcist, and Hellboy, combined with him dabbling in the occult, morbidity, and sexuality, turned into something that the world will never forget. What exactly did the man who got sentenced to 967 years in prison get up to in his little home sweet homes? Let's investigate.